Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Welcome back to the Comic Movie Universe, aka the CMU. I'm your host, Terry, and today's episode is a Luke Cage review, episode 3, titled Who's Gonna Take the Weight? Getting through these episodes, even though I have finished binging the first season, I still will be trying to break down each episode. Alright, so episode 3 really centers around the Crispus Attucks building, a.k.a. Fort Knox, where Cottonmouth and his cousin Mariah hold all the money that they have across the city whenever something goes wrong. So instead of having all the different stash houses, they move all the money into Fort Knox, which is a building filled with a bunch of guards, and there's one entrance, one exit, supposed to be the safe haven for the money. But it also happens to be where Mariah holds her office as a politician and kind of works from there in the area that she's trying to rebuild into her housing projects. So this is kind of the moment we've been waiting for. With, like I said last time, within the first two episodes, you've seen this scene teased 3 different times, and now we're finally getting there. And interestingly enough, they start the episode with the ending of the scene and then flash back to early in the day. So it's the second episode in a row they did that. I'm not a huge fan of it. I don't hate it. It didn't, like, ruin it for me. But I would have went in a different direction had it been me. So it's just interesting that they chose to show you the end of the episode, kind of, and then flashback afterwards. But anyway, so that's basically what we got. We got Luke Cage realizing that he needs to hit Cottonmouth where it hurts. And where does it hurt? His pockets, as we know that old saying. And so once he decides to hit his pockets, he's also going to get some money for himself so he could fix up Pop's shop. Now, this is a slight callback to the real Luke Cage that we know, the hero for hire, the guy that does it for money. Now, he's not being paid to do this, but he is not above taking some money to use for something he wants to do. So that was a nice little mention of the original Luke Cage, who we know isn't quite like that in this TV show. But anyway... feel a little sick here. So, the power of this episode. This, to me, was one of the best episodes of the season. Definitely top 2, top 3. You got so much in this episode. A lot of good stuff. Even though wouldn't have started it the way they did, it was kind of cool seeing the action from the outside of the building. And we all kind of know what's going on from the marketing and everything. We know what's going on inside of there. And then you just see Luke come out. So that was kind of cool. But then after that, we go back into the episode. And you kind of see this exchange between Luke Cage and Cottonmouth early on, where you start to realize, like, okay, Cottonmouth is pulling that card on Luke, you know, because Luke is trying to get a casket for Pop, and I'm not sure why, if he's so popular in the streets, then why is Luke the only one paying for Pop's funeral? Well, whatever. So Luke is trying to get a casket for Pop, and he can't afford it, and then Cottonmouth comes in, they have an exchange, and, you know, so he's trying to pull the power card on him, and Cottonmouth has no idea that Luke is the one that's about to bring the pain to him. And then at the same time, we get Cottonmouth kind of letting Luke know that he had nothing to do with this killing. The guy that went rogue got taken care of. So even though we know Cottonmouth is broken up by the death of Pop, Luke doesn't know that. Luke doesn't know if he ordered it or not. So he comes out, lets him know. And as a villain, you know, that's an interesting move because he really could have just been like, I'm going to stay strong in front of everybody. I'm going to act like the bad guy, but that's not really his aim. And that's something we realize with Cottonmouth after a while that he's not here to just be evil. He has no problem letting you know, like, no, man, I had nothing to do with this. That's not the way I get down. There's honor amongst these. There's rules to the game. Some that he respects, the old school type stuff. So I really like that exchange between the two. But that is the idea that kind of gets Luke Cage thinking, like, okay, he's right. He's got the money. He's got the power. And that's how we're going to hit him. And he ends up talking with Chico. A bunch of people talking with Chico, trying to get him to cooperate. Chico's just trying to get out of town. Luke talks to Chico, figure out about Christmas Addicts, figure out about the other stash houses, so he could go and hit them. And then after Luke hits some of the stash houses, we see a very nice exchange between Mariah and Cottonmouth, the two cousins, where they're at Christmas Addicts, and, you know, he's letting them know we're moving everything to Christmas Addicts. We got hit, and this is where you really start to see a divide between the two, whereas Mariah wants things done. She doesn't want to know about them because she doesn't want to do things the dirty way. But she understands that's necessary. Okay, well, I'm going to just turn a blind eye to it. So do what you got to do to get it done. That kind of annoys Cottonmouth because he sees her as a whole front to make his business look legitimate. And that way they can keep making money. And she sees him as a means to an end to her actually trying to fix up Harlem and do her political thing. So you see where they butt heads. You see where one thinks they're the real person in charge. One thinks it's politics. One thinks it's money. And it was kind of nice to see how they differed with each other on those views. And moving everything to Christmas Addicts was a big contention because, again, to do it for Cottonmouth. But for Mariah, it's like her office. This is her reputation. If something happened here, you know, there'd be too many questions to answer. So you can see why they both have good reasons for wanting to do it and not wanting to do it. But again, you start to see the divide between these two at this moment as they kind of go back and forth. Then you get a nice, couple nice exchanges. First, you get the cops talking, and you hear Detective Scarf basically saying, you know, he don't care that this guy's a vigilante. He said he was there for the incident, and whenever they say the incident, they're talking about the Avengers fighting the Chitauri army. He said, I was there up close. I seen what these guys could do. Our job is irrelevant right now. So if these guys want to come in there and do the dirty work, fine by me, less danger for us. Like he said, I'd rather get a paper cut doing paperwork than getting a bullet. So interesting into the way he thinks. Which we'll talk about in a little bit. And then immediately after that, we get Domingo from the first episode, who was supposed to get his guns delivered by Cottonmouth. They show up on Cottonmouth's turf, and he just disrespects them. Like, he's dropping candy and wrappers all over his floor. He told them that he's a bird that sits in the alligator's mouth and picks the scraps. Say he lets him take the scraps on the streets because he allows them. Domingo is just so disrespectful. Like, really, everybody's trying to pull the power card on each other in this one. And it's like, who really is the king? And that's why you really see the struggle being set up between all these parties. But, yeah, Domingo clearly came in and punked Cottonmouth and his people and let them know, like, no, this is me, not you. This is all me. And then we get the moment of the season, the moment that everybody saw in the trailers, the moment that got everybody hyped. This is the hallway scene from Daredevil. I can't think of right now what Jessica's signature scene, but she has it. This is that signature scene for Luke Cage where he's in Christmas Addicts. He's got the car door. He goes in and just wrecks shop. And, of course, he's bulletproof. He's super strong. Nothing's going to happen to him. But it's still visually just nice to see him just go ham, even though we pretty much saw most of it in the trailer. And, yeah, so that part was good, too. And then we get to the end where we find out Scarf is dirty. He kills Chico. gets rid of them. Then he lets Cottonmouth know where Luke Cage lives, because Cottonmouth by this time already knows Crispus Attucks was robbed, and he is pissed. Luke gives the money to Bobby Fish to fix up the shop, and he's chilling, eating Chinese food at his apartment. And here comes good old Cottonmouth, shoots a rocket launcher from across the building and blows up the Chinese shop. And it was just funny to me because, like, it seems so cartoonish. Like, it seems so, like, comic booky. Like, I don't know, just seeing the dude sitting there across the street on the roof in a suit shooting off a rocket launcher. It's so, I don't know, it was a funny sight. So, a lot of good things in this show. And I know I kind of just went through beat by beat, but still, all those things I picked out were really good to me. Like, I really like all those exchanges. It set up so much. It gave so much meat to the story. You finally had the big action that you've been waiting for up until this point in the season. So a lot of positives within the show. I mean, back in the cage, I don't know if I have anything that I want to go back in the cage. Again, like I said, kind of the way they introduced the timing of the stat was a little annoying. I would have liked it to be more linear or something. It's just weird the way they did it, especially since they was teasing this part, you know, two episodes prior. But other than that, I can't think of too much that was negative for me. I mean, again, Michael Coulter is not asked to do a lot. And so when he, you know, the way he acts is perfectly fine. Because that sometimes gets me out of it, is when he has to do more than we think. But at this point, he's still fine. So I don't really mind it. But, yeah, so not too much negative with this episode at all. I really like most of it, and I do think if I sat down and looked at it, it would be my favorite episode of the season. We'll kind of see after I review them all. But it was just so much good in this, so much meat, so much added to the story, a nice cliffhanger at the end, all that good stuff. So looking down the tunnel, kind of talking about what I wanted after this episode going forward, I just really, well, I mean, I want to continue the story, of course. I think a lot of good things were introduced where we got Sparks is dirty now. So what has that been meaning? Is Misty dirty? We got Chico's dead. How they gonna find out about that? Of course, he just blew up the China shop. So how is that going to play into everything? Is Cottonmouth gonna be called for that or anything like that? And just kind of what's the next step for Cottonmouth is really the question, because we see he's getting punked by Domingo. We see he just lost pretty much all his money. And we see he blew up the thing, whatever. He's obviously angry. He's already killed his right-hand man. And that's the evolution I've talked about, the evolution of the villain in Cottonmouth, how he was this ground-level type dude and how he has to continually go to more drastic steps as Luke Cage keeps, for lack of a better term, rattling his cape. So as far as the grade, I'm going to get his 4.5 fist. I think it was a great episode, not perfect all the way, but still a great, great, great episode, one I really enjoyed top to bottom. It had a lot of good feel to it throughout. It was, you know, a lot more meat to the story than what we got previously, a lot more action to it than we got previously. Really got to see Luke Cage being Luke Cage. So, 4 out of 5. Anyway, if you like what you heard, please hit the follow button, log on Facebook, Twitter, leave a question, comment, feedback, let me know what you thought of the episode. Check me out on the Canon on YouTube, please. This has been the Comic Movie Universe, a.k.a. the CMU. I'm your host, Terry. Thanks for listening.